أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته ورضعت عظمته العقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى والجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من أخلص لله أربعين صباحا جرت ينابيع الحكمة من قلبه على لسانه صلوات We were discussing the great divine value system and the various values of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam under the discussion of this hadith, and we talked about several of those in the previous lessons, and tonight is the turn for Safaha, talking about the Safih and the Sufla. In the Islamic value system, we have been warned very clearly about what policy we need to have towards Sufaha. Safih is the singular and Sufaha is the plural. And Safih means a person, like in Farsi we say bi khirad. But in the Islamic morality, in ilm al-akhlaq, we call Safih to be a person who has su'ul aql wal fikr wal amal. Somebody who is from his aqle nazari and aqle amali. We have two types of aql. Aql intellect is divided into two categories: al aql al nazari, that means theoretical intellect, and al aql al amali means the practical intellect. Theoretical intellect, the person who has the correct belief and ideology. Walaikum as-salam. Is the one who is fulfilling the theoretical intellect. And the person who has the correct amal and actions and obedience towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is fulfilling the practical intellect. So Safih is the person who neither has the theoretical intellect nor has the practical intellect. So he is the one who is missing out on not just both of them, but actually one more step further, that he is bad and evil in his ideology, not just missing out, but he is actually bad and evil in his ideology, and he is bad and evil in his actions. So this is what is called su'ul fikr, su'ul aql, and su'ul amal. This type of people, whenever we encounter this type of people, our Islamic value system says keep a distance from them. Be warned about their behavior. Don't follow them. Don't do their taqleed. Don't follow what they are doing. Distance yourself from them. Don't hang around with them. Don't support them socially or financially in any aspect. You know, so we are already warned, and these people are the ones who make fun and ridicule the pious people. They are the ones who get happy when somebody else is affected by a bala and test from Allah. They are the ones whose actions and claims do not match. So these kind of sufaha, safih people need to be avoided. The policy that Islamic morality teaches us, don't do mukafat, don't reciprocate. If somebody is safi and he misbehaves towards you, don't enter into a similar behavior with that kind of person. This is the Islamic policy towards this category of people. So we have very clear hadith from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. Where he says, "Man kafa'a as-safiha bis-safah faqad radiya bima ata ilayh." So whoever reciprocates, that means if somebody does that wrong behavior, you do the same towards a safi person, then he is ravi and pleased with what comes to him. Now whatever happens to us, basically we are inviting it, we are ravi and pleased about it. So this is not the policy that we should not reciprocate with these kind of people. Instead, our policy towards safi and sufaha is hilm and tolerance, burdbari. When we meet with the sufaha in our life, we need to be halim and tolerant and walk away. Don't interact with, enter into debates with these kind of people, because they know the truth. You know, it's not that they are jahil. They are knowingly having a evil ideology and evil practice. So our policy is not to enter into jidal and mira. The hadith of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, "La tumariyanna safihan, you know, wala haliman, fa innal halima yughlika wal safiha yurdika." So don't enter into jidal and mira. If you remember when we were talking about long time ago the sins of the tongue on the Thursday night lectures, we talked about 46-47 sins of the tongue, and we talked about jidal and mira as well, which means arguing and debating with people for the sake of argument, argument for the sake of argument, which is not an Islamic, not part of Islamic morality and Islamic behavior. It's condemned. We are clearly stopped from doing that. So jidal and mira means argument for the sake of argument, which is really unnecessary, and we don't do that. So Imam alayhi salam is saying that don't do the jidal and the mira with the safi person, nor do that with the halim and person having, you know, tolerance and forbearance. Is a very good attribute. When doing this kind of behavior towards a halim person, what would we will, obviously we cannot overcome him, he will overcome us. When we enter into an argument with a halim, halim will overcome us. When we enter into argument with the safi person, you know, he is going to make us past and lowly and radi. Just like he himself is radi and past, he will drag us down to that level. So that's what we learn in the light of the hadith. So in the nasihat of Luqman al-Hakim towards his son, he had said, "Ya bunayya, innal mu'izata tashuqqu ala as-safih kama yashuqqu as-su'ud ala as-shaykh al-kabir." Mu'izah and nasihat is hard on the safi person, just like the mu'izah and just like climbing up is difficult for an elderly person. Just like an elderly person, how hard it is for him to climb up, you know, in heights and elevations. Similarly, mu'izah is is difficult and hard for a Sufi person. And also, in another hadith, we have been told when somebody asked Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam on his safah. About safa means this kind of behavior. Imam alayhi salam said, "Ittiba'ud dunat," following the lowly people. "Musahabatul ghuwat," that means hanging around, becoming a companion of the misguided people. You know, this is how Imam Hasan alayhi salam is describing the safahat. You know, in a similar, simple English language, we would say stupidity, stupids. But this is not the real translation of this thing, because like I explained in the very beginning, safahat is a behavior, is a concept which is discussed in Islamic morality. A person who is ideologically corrupt, and practically in terms of his practice, he's intentionally corrupt. So this kind of people are the ones who are, we need to avoid to interact, hang around with them, or you know, to reciprocate them with them. Instead, what we are supposed to do is the what Imam alayhi salam says, that qabil as-safiha bil i'rad anhu wa tark al-jawab. You know, face the safi person bil i'rad anhu rugadani. That means you turn away from him wa tark al-jawab, and don't give reply to him. See, if a person is knowingly doing this kind of behavior, this, you know, that's he's knowingly evil in his ideology and his practice, then there's no need for us to get down to his level. Yakunin nasu ansaraka. That means if you do that, if you face the safim person by turning away from him and not responding back, yakunin nasu ansaraka. People will be your supporters. لِأَنَّ مَنْ جَاوَبَ السَّفِيهَ وَكَافَاهُ قَدْ وَضَعَ الْحَطَبَ عَلَى النَّارِ. Whoever replies back, whoever reciprocates the Safi person, he is putting the firewood on the fire. So this is how we have been told about the Sufaha. So remember in the incident of this guy who was the Sha'ir, Burj ibn Mushir. Burj ibn Mushir was a Sha'ir of the Khawarij. You know, so in the gathering in Iraq, what happened is that Imam Ali alayhi salam was there, and he started to speak in front of Imam Ali alayhi salam and repeated the same old slogan of Khawarij, La Hukma Illa Lillah. If you remember the story, what happened in the time of Battle of Siffin, these people who were on the side of Imam Ali alayhi salam, who were later called as Khawarij, which is the plural of Khariji, means the one who steps out of the limits of Islam. You know, because that's derived from the hadith of Rasulullah, because Prophet has said to Imam Ali alayhi salam, Satuqatilu Al-Nakithina wal-Qasatina wal-Mariqeen. Right? You are soon going to fight these three people that Prophet has mentioned. He said to Imam Ali alayhi salam, the Nakithin means those who breach the covenant and bay'at. Prophet is referring to Talha and Zubair and all those people of the Battle of the Camel who waged the first war against Imam Ali alayhi salam. Wal-Qasatin, Qasat is from the Arabic word of Qasat. Al-Qasd means al-Dhulm. Qasatin means the Zalimeen, referring to Muawiyah and his gang, who waged the second war against Imam Ali alayhi salam, Battle of Siffin. And Mariqeen is from the Arabic word, Maraqa means Kharaja. It means Kharijin, those who are Kharij on Islam. They stepped out of the Islamic religion, Islam, with their behavior and their beliefs. So now, so these people, what happened is that when Amr ibn As, la'natullah alayhi, he raised the Quran on the spears during the battle when Muawiyah is about to get defeated, he did this deception. There are silly people always around in every society, isn't it right? And they are the best victims of shaitan, always. That's why we always focus and talk about having ma'rifat, basirat, understanding, awareness, in-depth understanding of Islamic concepts. That's why we emphasize on that. So we know what, and we do what we do knowingly and properly and correctly. We don't end up supporting the wrong people in our life. We don't end up having wrong policies. And after 10 years, after 5 years, after 20 years, I repent. Oh, I wasted all the time. I wish I would have supported my life, my energy, my finances, my resources on the haqq, on the path of haqq and righteousness for the walayat of Imam Sahib Zaman alayhi salam and his supporters. So now these silly people who, when Amr ibn As raised the Quran on the spear, they started to say and pressurize Imam Ali alayhi salam to stop the war because we cannot fight against Quran. What is this nonsense slogan? Imam Ali alayhi salam is the Al-Quranun Natiq. He is the living and walking and talking Quran. He is the Naib and Khalifa of Rasulullah. Isn't it right? He is the Khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He practices the entire Quran. He has the knowledge of entire Quran. He is Quran. He is the practical Quran himself. Now these people are raising the book of Quran and misusing it for their falsehood goals and gains. Should be opposed. Not Imam Ali alayhi salam, but they are simple minded people who got deceived and said, no, we cannot fight against Quran. And then they started to pressurize Imam Ali alayhi salam to stop the war. And not just that, but they end up calling Imam Ali to be kafir. Can you imagine simple mindedness can drag people to that far? And we find that their slogan was this statement, La hukma illa lillah. Now, so neither Muawiyah is listening to us, nor Ali is listening to us. None of them don't have the right to rule over Islamic Ummah. It's only Allah who has the right to rule. What is this kind of statement? Allah obviously has the right to rule, and we all believe in that. But at the end of the day, some human has to lead the human society. Allah is not going to physically, He's not our body. Who is going to rule on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Some human. Isn't it right? What is this nonsense statement, La hukma illa lillah? They're only, what they mean, that's a very nice statement. It's not a nonsense statement. The statement itself is very nice. But what they mean is nonsense from that. Because what they mean is that no human has a right to rule over any human society. This is nonsense. Imam Ali al-Salam said, Kalimatu haqqin yuradu biha batil. That's the haqq word. What is meant from it is falsehood. The meaning that they mean when they are speaking this word is nothing but nonsense. That's falsehood. So word is a very nice, sweet sounding, beautiful Islamic slogan. There is no right of rule except to Allah. Obviously, we all believe in that. But Allah has appointed Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, but that's what they are not accepting it. So now this kind of people with this behavior. So Imam Ali alayhi salam said, La hukma illa lillah, la budda min nas min amir, barrin aw fajir, ya'mal fi imratihi al-mu'min, wa yastamti'u fiha al-kafir. Na'am innahu la hukma illa lillah. Imam Ali said, yes, there is no hukm other than Allah, but la budda lin nas min amir. Humans need a ruler, a commander. You cannot leave the human society without a leader, isn't it right? In other words, وَلَابُدَّ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ أَمِيرٍ بَرٍّ أَوْ فَاجِرٍ, whether he is a good doer or he is a bad doer, there has to be a ruler for the human society, whether he is a good doer or a bad doer. Obviously, the good doer will be accepted by the good people, the bad doer, bad rulers will be accepted by people who are themselves bad. This is not part of the hadith I am explaining to you. لَبُدَّ لِلنَّاسَ مِنْ أَمِيرٍ بَرٍ أَوْ فَاضِلٍ يَعْمَلْ فِي إِمْرَتِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. That means, وَيَسْتَمْتِعُ فِيهِ الْكَافِرِ. So, a mu'min will do what, under his command and rule, what he has to do, and the kafir will enjoy under his government. So basically, the rule has to be there by some human over the society. So you cannot separate the concept of government from Islam. It's part of the Islamic fabric. Now this, what they were meaning from the nice looking, nice sounding statement was total nonsense and falsehood to deceive the people. So, and they themselves are basically, when they are saying that, so they want neither Muawiyah nor Imam Ali, they want themselves. So that's another political stance of theirs. They want their own rule and their own selves to be cutting the shots, not Imam Ali and not Muawiyah. So they themselves are practically contradicting what they are saying. They are one of the best examples of, Walaikum Salaam, of Safah and Safahat. That means Su'ul Aql and Su'ul Amal. Intentionally following the wrong ideology and intentionally believing in the wrong ideology. Su'ul Aql and Su'ul Amal. Now, when Burj ibn Mushir, the Sha'ir, he raised his voice in front of Imam Ali alayhi salam, coming back to the point which I was mentioning. Imam Ali alayhi salam asked him to stay quiet. And which I am paraphrasing his statement in my own words. You were silent when it was needed for you to support the Haqq. At that time, you were showing your ajz and va'af and your weakness. And now you end up speaking to deceive the people from the path of Haqq. So Imam Ali was very blunt and clear in his policy on, you know, opposing this person. So we find that, coming back to the point that our responsibility towards the Sufaha is to ignore قابل السفيه بالإعراض عنه. Imam Salih alayhi salam says, face the Safi person by turning away from him. وَتَرْكِ الْجَوَابِ, and don't reply back. يَكُنِ النَّاسُ أَنصَارَكَ, people will be your supporters, your helpers. So, also another hadith from Amir al-Mumin alayhi salam, where he says that إِذَا حَلِمْتَ عَلَى السَّفِيهِ غَمَمْتَهُ فَزِدْهُ غَمَّمْ فَزِدْهُ غَمَّنْ. So when you show your tolerance towards the Safih person, you make him sorrowful. And so increase in his sorrow. فَزِدْهُ غَمَّنْ بِحِلْمِكَ عَنْهُ. Increase in his sorrow by your tolerance towards him. So this is what our policy is towards the Sufaha. Now coming to a little bit about the Sufla, like I mentioned in the beginning of my speech, that tonight we'll talk about Safahat and Sufaha and Sufla. Sufla, in Arabic we say to the lowly people, those people who are lowly in their practice, in their obedience towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, khissate wa dana'a. So, this is, these lowly people are also, we are also warned in our life to keep away from the lowly people. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam says, please say salawat. احذروا السفلة فإن السفلة من لا يخاف الله عز وجل. Keep away from Sufla, the lowly people, because Sufla are the ones who don't fear Allah. And then he says, فيهم قتلة الأنبياء وفيهم أعداؤنا. Among them are the killers of the prophets, among them are our enemies. So now we understand very clearly why Islam is asking us, and the representatives of Islam are asking us, to keep away from the Sufla, the lowly and past people, who are dani and past. Another hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that Hina su'ila an Sufla, when he was asked about the lowly people, he said, Man yashrib al khamr wa yadhrib bit tambur, those people who drink khamr, mashroob, khamr, and they play the tambur. Another hadith says, وَقَالَ أَحَدُهُمْ أَسَّافِلُ مَنْ يَأْكُلْ بِدِينِهِ. The lowly person is the one who sells his faith. He eats his through his religion. That means he sells out his faith, and that's how he makes his living. That's how he eats. Also from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he says, قال أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام لأحدهم إن كنت ممن لا يبالي بما قال ولا ما قيل لك. If you are one of those who doesn't care what you say and what is said to you, فأنت صفلا. If you are one of those people who don't care what you say and what you said to you, actually this is a sign of an evil person. We always show response. If somebody says bad to us, we don't tolerate it. Isn't it right? We oppose it. We have a right to defend ourselves. If somebody is just, you know, he doesn't have any effect on him, no matter what is said to him, مَنْ لَا يُبَالِبْ مَا قَالْ وَلَا مَا قِيلَ لَهُ فَهُوَ شِرْكُ شَيْطَانِ. The hadith says somebody who doesn't care about what he says and what is said to him, he is a partner of shaitan. That means at the time of his nutfa, his conception, when he was being conceived, shaitan was part of that. So this is the sign of the evil people, that we do not tolerate this kind of behavior. So we have to be, obviously, live a dignified life. We don't tolerate insults and humiliation, and we don't humiliate others, and we don't allow others to humiliate us. We care about what we say, and we care about what is said to us. So hanging around with the sufla, the lowly people, is condemned, and that's not the trait, that's not the attribute of the nice and pious people. We should be always away from this behavior. إِذَا سَادَ السُّفُلْ خَابَ الْأَصْلِ. So another statement says, زَوَالُ الدُّوَلْ بِاسْتِنَاعِ السُّفُلْ. That means the downfall of nations is because of the reason that the lowly people are being put into power. So whenever a nation, a group of people, will put lowly people in charge, this is now the sign of this nation going down, the downtrend, and descending, and just losing, and basically going down. So yustadallu, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam says that yustadallu ala idbar ad-duwal bi arba'in. Four things are a sign for the backwardness of the nations. Tadhyi'u al-usul, that means losing the principles. Wal ishtighal bil furu', that means engaging in the unnecessary or engaging in the minor things. In other words, wa taqdimul aradhil, bringing forward the lowly people. Wa ta'khirul afadil, and bringing the those who have fadilat and superiority, spiritually superior people, bring them back. That means ignoring them. So these four attributes, in the eyes of Imam Ali alayhi salam, are the sign of a nation becoming backward. And this is exactly how it happened for Khawarij. We just talked about Khawarij minutes ago, isn't it right? This the leader of the gang of Khawarij was this person called Hurqus bin Zuhair. Hurqus bin Zuhair, la'anatullahi alayh, was since the time of Rasulullah, was an insulted person, a munafiq. He was hypocrite, pretending to be a Muslim. And in the Battle of Hunain, which took place in the year Hijrah, year of 8th year of Hijrah, so Muslims won the battle, and Kuffar ran away. They left a lot of things, the war booty, and Prophet was distributing the war booty. In Islamic Sharia, the war booty has to be distributed by Imam al-Muslimin only. Prophet was the Wali and Mawla and the Imam. He has the right to distribute, no one else. And when he was distributing, this person came. We're talking about Hurqus bin Zuhair Zusadiya. He was called Zusadiya, you know, the one with the breast, because he had some flesh growing over his shoulder, which was like a breast. So he was commonly called in the history as Zusadiya, the one with the breast. He was the leader of the gang of Khawarij. He later on ganged up with the rest of his people and formed a group of Khawarij who fought the battle against Imam Ali alayhi salam. So Hurqus bin Zuhair came forward, and when Prophet was distributing the war booty among the soldiers, he said to the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, i'dil. That means do justice, Ya Rasulullah. What an insult. You're talking to Rasulullah like this, to do justice? And Prophet said, if I don't do justice, who else is going to do justice? You're trying to teach the Holy Prophet to do justice? The whole universe learns what justice is from him and his behavior. If Prophet didn't do justice in his behavior, no power on earth can do justice and learn what the concept of justice is all about. Isn't that right? This guy is insulting Rasulullah by saying to him, Ya Rasulullah, i'dil. And one of the companions was there, and he was very upset when he heard this remark from Hurqus bin Zuhair. He said, let me take care of him. And Prophet said, leave him. So, you know, so we find that, and Prophet said that, which I'm paraphrasing that long narration of the Prophet, that he has his ashab, his people. And if you look at them, if you look at their prayers and fasting, Prophet said to that sahabi and companion that he has his own ashab and companions. If you look at them, you will consider your own prayers and fasting to be lowly in front of their prayers and fastings. And these people recite the Quran, but Quran does not penetrate inside them. It doesn't go outside their mouth. That means the farthest the Quran reaches is their mouth. Doesn't penetrate inside their soul. This is what already Prophet has prophesied and told. And, so the same person was the one, like I said, he gathered his people, ganged up against Imam Ali alayhi salam, and fought the battle of Nahrawan. So we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam said about the death of Hurqus bin Zuhair. So in the battle of Nahrawan, first of all, everyone died. Everyone of the enemy except 9. All the Khawarij were killed by Imam Ali alayhi salam except 9 precisely. And those 9 people ran away. And Imam Ali alayhi salam had stopped his companions from pursuing and following, you know, and killing the Khawarij after him. He said in his hadith, Nahj al-Balagha, La taqtul al-Khawarij ba'di. Don't kill the Khawarij after me. فَلَيْسَ مَنْ طَلَبَ الْحَقَّ فَأَخْطَأَهُ كَمَنْ طَلَبَ الْبَاطِلَ فَأَدْرَكَهُ. So the person who seeks the haq but makes a mistake is not like the person who seeks batil and finds it. So Imam Ali Salam had stopped his people from killing the Khawarij after him. 9 people ran away, and those who are alive today from his nasl are from the same people. And so basically, we find that after the battle, Imam Ali alayhi salam, in his very famous khutbah al-qasi'ah of Nahj al-Balagha. Nahj al-Balagha has some of the sermons which are extremely famous. Isn't it? The most famous one is al-shiqshiqiyya, which is the third sermon. And one of the second most famous khutbah of Nahj al-Balagha is Al-Khutbah Al-Qasi'ah. See, in Al-Khutbah Al-Qasi'ah, if Allah gives us the tawfiq, inshallah, we can talk about Al-Khutbah Al-Qasi'ah sometimes here in the month of Ramadan or any other opportunity, inshallah. And its details is a beautiful sermon, although all his sermons are beautiful. So in Khutbah Al-Qasi'ah, Amir Amin has said, وَأَمَّا شَيْطَانُ الرَّدْهَ فَقَدْ كَفَيْتُهُ بِسَعْقَةٍ. As far as Shaitan al-Radha goes, I sufficed him, I took care of him, I basically was sufficient for him with the one screaming, one cry. So when Shaitan al-Radha, Imam Ali al-Salam is talking about the same Hurqus bin Zuhair Abu Sadia, who is the Ra'isul Khawarij. Why he calls him Shaitan al-Radha? Shaitan, obviously, because he is the one who deceived the rest of the people with him, isn't it right? Radha in Arabic means the ditch. Because what happened in the Battle of Nahrawan is that Imam Ali al-Salam shouted, when he was toward this guy, saw Imam Ali al-Salam is there about to, in the battle. And so Imam Ali al-Salam shouted about it. He got so much terrified from Imam Ali al-Salam that he ran away from him and he fell into the ditch and died. So that's where Imam Ali is referring to him in Khutbah Al-Qasi'ah, that أَمَّا شَيْطَانُ الرَّدْهَ وَأَمَّا شَيْطَانُ الرَّدْهَ فَقَدْ كَفَيْتُهُ بِسَعْقَةٍ. Sa'qa means a cry. So one cry of Imam Ali and he terrified and he ran and fell into the ditch. سَمِعْتُ لَهَا وَجْبَةَ قَلْبِهِ وَرَجَّةَ صَدْرِهِ. I heard from him, وَجْبَةَ قَلْبِهِ means the pumping and beating of his heart. I heard the beating of his heart and rajjata sadri and shivering of his chest. He was so much terrified. So one cry of Imam Ali al-Salam was sufficient to take care of him. And so now after the battle ended, we find Imam Ali al-Salam asked his ashab to go among the dead bodies and see whether Mukhdij Abu Sadia is killed or not. He was also known as Mukhdij in the history. So they went there, they couldn't find him. So then Imam Ali Islam went himself and he searched among the bodies. He did find the body of him, and after he discovered the body, Imam Ali Islam did the sajda for, after that. So obviously, the Holy Prophet had prophesied in the hadith that he will be killed by Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please say salawat. So, what we are discussing is that the whole behavior of Khawarij is related to our discussion tonight, as we are talking about Safih and Sufaha and Sufla, the Safih people and those who are Sufla, means those who are lowly, and that's our policy towards them, that we need to basically do i'rab, keep away from these kind of people and have hilm and towards them and don't enter into arguments. So let me see if there's any other point I had in my mind to mention on this subject. So these people were Sufaha. And not just the Sufaha, but they were Bughat, they were rebels. And not just Bughat, but they were criminals. Isn't that right? They committed crimes after crimes. And not just that, but they were Mushrik as well. And this shirk takes its roots to Banu Umayyah. The shirk of Khawarij, the root of that goes back to Banu Umayyah. The Umayyads. Why? Because the hadith says, "Inna bani Umayya the Bani Umayya, the Umayyads, what they did is that they kept the people free to learn about Iman, but did not allow the community to learn about the shirk. لَكَيْ إِذَا حَمَلُوهُمْ, so that when they force them to do the shirk, they don't find any resistance in that. In other words, that's exactly what they wanted. Look at the crookedness of Banu Umayya. Now, what is the shirk that we are talking about? They allowed the people to learn about Iman, but they did not allow the people to learn about shirk. It's a very interesting aspect. Now, the shirk aspect is that in Islam, it is shirk to wage a war against the Khalifa of Allah. Isn't it right? This is what Banu Umayya did not allow the people to learn about this ruling of Islam. That's why when they asked the people to rally against Imam Ali alayhi salam, when they asked the people to rally against Imam Hassan alayhi salam, when they asked the people to rally against Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they are ready. The people who are praying and fasting and going for Hajj and Khums and Hijab and Zakat are ready to fight about this Ahlul Bayt, because they learned about Iman, but they did not learn about Shirk. Then Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman says that Rasulullah, can and nas, people were learning from Rasulullah about Iman, wa ana kuntu as'al anhu an shirk. I was asking him about Shirk. So I was learning so that I can avoid the shirk in my behavior. He was learning so he can avoid the shirk in his behavior. This is the job of Banu Umayya. They make the people ahmaq. And just like Fir'aun, istakhaffa qawmahu, he considered his nation, the nation, he considered the nation to be khafif and haqeer and lowly. That's how he can make them stupid and use their behavior for his agenda. This is exactly how Banu Umayya did. So they allow the people to learn about Iman, but did not allow them to learn about Shirk. So now we find that Khawarij end up waging a battle against Imam Ali alayhi salam, and obviously all of them were mushrik, because bagawat and rebellion against the Khalifa of Allah is Shirk in Islam. Sub of Ahlul Bayt. Another example of the shirk that Banu Umayya blocked the people from learning about is sub of Ahlul Bayt. Abusing, using abusive language against Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. They did not allow the people to learn about that ruling of Islam, because this is what they wanted to do. Muawiyah commanded his khutaba, his people who were delivering khutbah and sermons from 80,000 members throughout the Islamic Ummah, to start their khutbah with sabb of Amir al-Mu'mineen, with abusing Imam Ali and Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam first before they start to speak. So if they allowed the people to learn shirk, would the people tolerate that? So that was the policy, and that should be our policy to undo that, that we should learn about the shirk so that we can avoid it. And we don't end up doing in the name of Islam, we don't end up doing shirk, and we still consider ourselves to be nice and pious. So we people can land themselves into the domain of Khawarij, who were, all of them were praying, and all of them were fasting, and all of them used to pray, almost all of them used to pray Salatul Layl. And not just that, but they had marks over their foreheads. And we are, you know, silly to consider these things to be sign of nothing. It doesn't mean nothing in the eyes of Allah without the walayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, which is the root of Islam. Do you know right? The other Abdullah ibn Abbas, when he was sent by Imam Ali alayhi salam to do nasihat to Khawarij before the battle of Nahrawan, Abdullah ibn Abbas says, lahum jibahun qariha litul sujood. وَأَيْدٍ كَسَفَنَاتِ الْإِبِلِ. Their foreheads are like, you know, marks on their forehead. And their hands are like the hooves of the camels. That means so many times they have put their hands in the sajda, they'll become so stiff and hard and strong by doing lots of sajdas. That's how, this is how Safi and Sufaha they were. And end up calling Imam Ali alayhi salam to be kafir. So this is the lesson from the history, brothers and sisters, that we are talking about the concept of safahat in Islam tonight. That we eradicate the simple-mindedness from the community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us to understand and to practice the ma'arif of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفار والمنافقين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين لا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين. Please recite one Surah Al-Fatiha for all the mu'mineen who have passed away, especially all the shuhada of Islam.